I'm going to create a new Pocket PC project. One thing you'll notice.
So what is this that you're going to show me?
Act conversational with me. Don't act like program manager.
All right. I'm going to show you. So some of the really cool things we've done, as I said before, in would be is really enrich the design time experience, because you don't want to have to continuously deploy and test your AppPilot to see how it looks like on your Pocket PC or your smartphone. You want as much as you can get done at design time or with the emulation environment we have, the better. And so we've added things like adding custom skins, adding custom user controls, lots of new desktop controls we didn't have in the past, rich design time rendering. And what I was about to test before you walked in is actually to see if one of our new user control templates works correctly at design time.
Oh, cool.
And that specifically was the web browser control. So you can actually watch me do this, because I need to send out to tell people that
I hope it crashes. I love getting crashes.
You love when it crashes? Well,
I love getting crashes on camera.
Excellent.
So, it shows that it's not so scripted, you know.
A lot
of things are scripted, yeah.
Excellent. So I was going to add a new user control, and this is one of our funkier new Pocket PC themes. So let's do a new user control, and let's go ahead and put this guy in design mode. And in the designer, I'm going to drag the new HTML control, the web browser control we have, onto a form, which is cool. I'm going to dock it, docking and anchoring support, and would be now it's like on the desktop, which is really cool. We can set a URL for it, just to see.
Oh, let me put that. People can't see what you... Can you show me the docking?
Because that
sure. was cool. That went
docking is really cool. Check this one out. So you can dock fill, dock to top, dock left, dock right.
Oh, wow. And
you can also anchor. Now, the really, really cool thing about that is that we support when the device rotates from portrait to landscape mode, if you've docked and anchored your controls correctly, your UI will automatically adjust to the new layout. And so you don't have to build all this logic into your app like you had in the past of saying, okay, move these controls here, move these controls here. We'll automatically resize and reposition them, which is superbly cool. It's all about productivity, man. So let's go ahead and add the URL to this guy. What is our URL property? There it is. Let's go to, where should we go? How about
scripting.com or something.
Scripting.com? This sure. device screen is like this big. We need a device-friendly URL, but scripting.com, if that's what you want, we'll go there. Okay, so now all I'm going to do is Control-Shift-B this guy to build the control. And now when I build it, when I go back to my main form design, you'll notice it shows up in the toolbox.
Okay.
I can drag this puppy onto my form, and wow, check this out. This is scripting.com. So now we can actually dock this control in this form. So let me dock this guy in. And there it is. So we're actually at design time rendering the web browser control, which I'm actually fairly surprised, a miracle it's actually working, but we're rendering the web browser control in your Pocket PC app. And you can take this puppy, you can right-click this guy and say, let's grab the form and rotate the skin to the left, and notice that automatically, since we docked the control at design time, we'll show you what it's going to look like when it's rotated.
Right.
And so if you add menus and soft keys and things like that, it all just works.
Interesting.
Which is pretty damn cool.
Well, it shows that the weblog world has a little bit of redesign to do for smartphone.
you probably want to use ASP.NET Mobile Controls, which is another ridiculously cool feature, and would be where all the ASP.NET Ooh. Controls are going.
We're going to talk to Scott Guthrie about that.
Oh, you totally should. Scott's the man. I love Scott.